When I say scroll, you say what?
Bro, party.
What? Party. What?
Party.
Game time.
Hey, game time, baby.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Scrolling with your girls, Jen and V. I am Jen. This beauty to my left is...
V Greasy. Hey, scrollers, hey.
That's how you do it. That's how you bring it in, boy.
That's
I like
it.
That. Let's cheers, V, to a great scroll.
Yes,
through social
cheers.
Media tonight.
I love my glasses too.
Yeah, this is cute.
It is so cute. Mm-hmm. I love a cute glass, a cute
right on,
tumbler.
Right on time.
Scrollers, do y'all have an obsession with like tumblers and you know,
my,
like some
my
cups?
My friend Trinice that, does.
Yes, I need to
she
stop.
She loves cups.
Yeah, I need to stop.
Anytime it's, she see a cup, V, she grab it.
She grab it.
She
I grab gotta
it.
Stop.
She
yes.
gotta get it. Buc-ee's.
Right.
No matter where we go, I'm like, girl, no.
No.
No more cups.
Yeah.
Cups all right, anonymous. Y'all. We're going to get the show started. We cheers to a good night. We're ready to scroll. We're ready for you Scroll Club members to get in it with us. Okay,
yes,
so why don't we just go ahead and dive in, right?
Let's dive in.
Yeah,
come on,
let's do
yeah.
that. Dive in.
Hey.
All right, y'all. What we got up for the Scroll people tonight, V, kicking it off.
What that mouth do?
What it do, baby?
So many things in so many ways.
Y'all know how y'all be doing this shit. Yeah, that's what we talking about, all right?
I know that's
and
right.
I'm going to kick us off, V. How
okay,
about that?
Jen,
you good with
you
it?
Got it. I'm so good with
okay.
it.
Okay. You ever had a bitch cough cheesecake before?
Cough cheesecake?
Hey! We got to see this because I don't know what's going on. But I ain't never had a off cheesecake before.
Like what?
Like, did you choke
that's,
on it?
Right, like what?
Let's okay. see what happens, okay? IG user Ham Funny ASAP posted this. Let's see what's going on.
Man, I swear the internet confused me every day because I was so bothered when I saw this last night. Because Skeezer Pleaser said I had a cough cheesecake so good last night. I'm still up thinking about it. I don't know what the hell that mean. I'm like, damn, Skeezer Pleaser, what happened after dinner? Y'all had a little dessert, and now she coughing up cheesecake. What happened, my boy? I need more details, because what you do to her? You supposed to be the Skeezer Pleaser. That would sound very pleasing if she coughing up the cheesecake. Was it nasty? Did you make it? But the fact that you still thinking about it is like, damn, what really happened? Then I read the comments. This is what the meant. That meant a Biscoff cheesecake. That's the cheesecake with the little airport cookie on it. You know the little, when you on the plane,
too.
They say you want a little... Want a little ginger ale and a cookie? Yeah,
right,
I
do.
Ginger ale and
that's
a cookie.
How I thought
and that's
I
the cookie they put on the cheesecake.
Yeah.
And that's what he meant. He had a Biscoff
he said,
cheesecake.
Cough,
I thought
dog.
He made a Biscoff cheesecake. And that's the thing about
oh,
you know,
my God.
You think people being offensive online, they not. They just dumb.
Okay.
Like, remember, like, you kids that couldn't read out loud, they still can't read. They just adults.
I can see
so
how
it's like
could
they trying to sound out and do all that. But you know what I'm saying? Like basic grammar is still lacking.
Yeah, it is.
So, like, don't
is.
Be offended by it's the things bad. You see on the internet. You also got to realize that they dumb people. Because, like, if you a Skeezer Pleaser, you don't need to read. All you got to do is please the Skeezer. So, it's like, I get it,
I
my boy. But, yeah, man, you could have, like, Googled it or something. Or next time, do, like chat to text. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, you can just say it and they spell it for you on my
yes.
life.
Yes.
That's right. I
yeah.
feel like it's so much technology out here.
B.
To where you couldn't even, don't even have to mess that up. Chat
and the thing
GPT,
about it. If
Google,
I don't
like,
know,
what?
I Google it before I type it.
That's right.
On an
exactly.
email, on a
yes.
text. I'm like, I'm not about to look. I'd be on these streets looking stupid.
Absolutely.
And sounding stupid.
Exactly. It's so much advanced
Biscoff.
Technology out here. Biscoff.
She said, I had a cheesecake so good last night.
I'm up still thinking about
wow.
it. I'm like, dang, what this chick do? Like, what
see,
she do?
I can see how they got miscommunicated.
Damn, dude.
And, but I've been like,
Wait, exactly. Like now, I
and
saw
I've
your
had
tweet.
People text
what does that
me
mean?
Like that too, and I'm like, what are you talking
about? What are you
about?
Talking about?
Like, please clarify.
Yes,
I'm
clueless. Yes.
I'm confused.
Oh my good,
Biscoff.
I'm confusion.
You like?
Yeah.
Do you like the Biscoff on the airplane?
I absolutely love it. That's how
it's
introduced
good.
To it.
It's good.
I start buying them in Walgreens. When I go to the store,
yeah.
I buy them now.
I be telling
like,
the flight
some.
Attendant, "Can I have one more of those?"
Yeah.
I got one more of those.
Yeah. And
so
I'm glad
good.
I have nice flight attendants because I know some of my friends, they sometimes they experience those real mean and,
mm-hmm.
you know, snappy flight attendants.
Mm-hmm.
But all the flight attendants I've ever had, they've always been so
yeah.
nice and so
yeah.
gracious. They're like, of course I yeah. bring you some. Of course I bring you some more packs.
Yeah, they could get impatient
with
with
people. Yeah, they get
I would,
impatient.
I could see. I could see. I'm like, put your elbow into the seat. Don't you see me with this cart?
Oh my God.
And you got so many people, they just wide. Yes. Just want to sit all. And he should be like, excuse me, sir.
I'm trying to get through. This is a tiny aisle. It's narrow here.
I would lose my wit.
Oh my God.
On the
good.
Plane. Air Marshal be coming after me. Okay. Biscoff, though.
Oh, that's Biscoff. Biscoff. Y'all right. Want to sponsor your girls, Jenna B? Because they good. They be here.
I'll eat it on camera.
Okay. I know I would with
Cheers,
no problem.
Me.
Cheers. Exactly. Shoot. All right, y'all. Would you like a taste of this raw vegan deep dish pizza? Oh, I love it deep, honey. I just use it at Tegarreacts_. There you go, V. You got it. Show us what you posted.
So I've been making raw vegan pizzas for a long time.
But the question is why? Why does the dough look like mold? Why right. do the plants look like no plants? This does not look appetizing. This continue.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Just put a shades on.
Like, shoot.
Okay.
That does not
I'm
look appealing
I'm trying to see. What is she
all.
Talking about?
She said it just doesn't. It looks. It's raw. Vegan deep dish pizza. Why would you want to consume it raw? Like, what's the point?
Actually, why does that look like a bowl?
It just don't look.
Is he cutting the bowl?
It is. That's what it looks like. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-mm.
It's everything about this is completely weird.
Raw,
it
vegan,
looks disgusting.
Ultra deep dish pizza.
I bet you this AI.
You think so?
I bet you it's AI. I blame AI on everything. Well, some don't look right.
There go your
look
olives,
weird.
V.
Ooh, I can't stand olives. Yuck, 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 yuck. I don't like the black olives. I don't like the green olives.
You know
olives.
What? I'm not
like
going to lie to you. I've had some people introduce me to some vegan stuff. Like, I would order, like, the last time I had a pizza, like a vegan pizza, it looked like a garden.
Yeah.
It was see? So green.
Yeah.
And somebody at the other table was coming out with a deep dish. Uh-huh. Like, it was like a deep dish and all the meats.
Uh-huh.
Like a triple meat.
Yeah. And you're like, I want that.
I said, now that's my right. thing. But I was trying to be nice.
Trying to be good. Right,
and
right.
It was actually good.
Okay. Well,
it
all
was
that
actually
greenery.
Good.
Okay.
Yep.
But
yep.
that
I'm probably like, I need to be eating
screen.
This.
Yeah, that video.
Who knows? It
disgusting.
might be good.
It might be, but the look of it would just throw me off. The
I don't like the edge. That looked like a plate.
It does.
That, I would have been like,
bowl.
Why are you like, cutting that? Like,
right.
is that edible?
Is that edible? You know, is I don't it? Know. I have so many questions.
Yeah, it looked
That's
like Play-Doh.
AI, y'all.
That's what it looked like.
I bet you it's AI.
All right, let's keep it on moving with what that mouth does. All right, girl, you putting what on that sushi?
Ugh, and I hate sushi.
I love it, but I want to see what she putting on this sushi. IG Carlo. Malice posted this. Listen.
How I know that I'm not one of God's favorites?
Not ketchup, girl.
Because I literally moved here.
No. No. No.
You
no,
don't
man.
Need to explain a goddamn thing, girl.
No.
We know. Sounds like you the one catching up.
Catching up. I got you.
You an agent of the underworld. Ketchup on sushi?
That's wild.
I'm surprised Japan hasn't put a warrant out for your
arrest.
Right.
This phone
Very good.
Like his voice. Dude, all right. I'm like, ooh, got
no,
that
ma'am.
Baby white boy.
No, man. All you need is soy sauce. You don't need all of that.
So you wouldn't do ketchup on your sushi? That's
girl.
I don't
I
eat
feel
sushi,
like my,
so.
I know. Yeah. I feel like my stomach will be turning knots.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? She got a comment on me. I'm gonna do a little drizzle on the next time I
just
get sushi.
Just to see, like,
just
what
to
kind
see
of
what her, what, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Ugh.
Because I'm learning from some of these reels.
Yeah,
like, I'm like,
that's
you
true.
Know what? Let
we
me
try.
Just, but it's gonna be a dab, V.
Yeah,
I'm talking about a dab.
Y'all want Jen to record herself with the dab and see if
I'll
she
do
like
it.
It.
I'll do it next time I get sushi.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna send it to a producer.
Oh, perfect. I would love to see your
yeah,
reaction.
I'm curious
yeah,
now.
To see.
But soy sauce is really all I do.
Yeah. That's the
and
main
that's
thing
good, you know, for Lent for me.
Yeah,
you know, because
oh, yeah.
it's really, you know, mostly crab and salmon, you
yeah.
know, stuff. So, yeah. Tuna.
Yeah. Okay, then, y'all. Last one for what that mouth do, y'all. What is wrong with British cuisine? Like, what is wrong with
what
it exactly?
With
I want to see. TikTok Some user at Frankie AAB. What's wrong with the little British cuisine?
All right, so tonight's dinner. I'm just going to have
and
a
buddy
chip,
sandwich.
Patty. Chip sandwich, chips patty. I don't know. Everyone calls it different, I guess. So this is how I do mine. Everyone's different, okay? So
put chips on your
sandwich.
You put chips on your sandwich.
I used to when I was young.
I used to know.
Oh, hold on.
They just burn. I just did that tiny bit long, and I've got one wedge
that was
left
chip.
Alone. So I'm going to be
British, they call fried chips.
So we're going to add a bit of that on. Can't wait to eat this. Cheese.
He's not gonna melt it.
Ketchup.
Okay, oh my.
Don't want you guys had for tea tonight, and he basically ended up having this, so I wanted it. And then obviously mayonnaise, I wanted it dripping out the sides.
Oh no, my stomach would definitely be in that. Oh.
And then simple fat. That doesn't that look amazing? Mm.
Crunch a big old piece of bread.
And the knife haven't got a sharp knife, so we're gonna have to do it with that. That looks delicious. Mmm.
You know, the irony is not lost on me that the descendants of the people that wreaked havoc on the entire world in search of spices now eat like this on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a generational curse or something that they are forced to eat in this manner in order to survive, and anything with any type of spice will cause them severe pain.
Girl, when she said chips, I thought it was like actual like potato chips. Like Lay's potato chips, but I forgot she's British. When they say
so they have a different chips, they mean fried.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember when I was young, I used to eat.
I didn't know they referenced chips as fries there.
Yeah, you know people say fish and chips.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
Right,
but,
yeah.
So
it's like fish and fries, basically. So and she's in British, so it's like British.
So I guess that's where they get the fish and chips from.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So
because it is fries and chips.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What they do in
the thought about it like
Britain,
that.
The British. Cheerio. All right, y'all. We gotta take it to a quick commercial break. My mouth is watering. I'm hungry. After watching those,
after watching this, all that stuff.
I'm hungry.
Even though it looked weird.
Right, exactly, but I'm hungry. All right, y'all, we'll be back. We got more for you. Where you guys are going, Jen? What we got for the good people?
Oh my God. This drink is good.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. Your scroll queens are in the building, and we ready to do this thing. We ready to go into the second part of the show and get it right, all right? Get them fingers rolling.
That's right.
Okay? Here you go.
Instruct the people. Instruct the people, Jen. Get them fingers right. Yeah. Tap,
what
tap,
we got
tap.
For the people, V? Oh, my God. I'm going to pray for y'all.
Mm. What is happening in these church walls? Within these church walls?
It's a lot.
Right? Yes.
It's a lot within the Christianity.
Exactly.
Of folks.
And people thinking like, oh, church is boring. I don't want to go. Baby,
no,
it can be entertaining at the same time.
Yes, it's exciting.
Yes,
I
it can
that.
Be. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to kick us out, G.
Yeah, let's see what's going on.
We have some words of wisdom from Pastor Leviticus. All righty. I just use it at I am Tiffany Ruffin. Ooh, like David Ruffin from The Temptations. Okay, Tiffany, what you got for us?
Some of y'all face don't match the attitude that you want to have.
Okay.
Let me repeat that again.
Yeah, please, because I'm trying
for y'all to hear me. For all them ducks that be quacking in my comments. For all you that got something to say about Pastor. Let me say this to you. You got Morgan Freeman faces with Kelly Rowland attitudes. And Pastor, what does that mean? You ain't cute enough to be that angry and attitude with somebody. At least if you got an attitude and you look like Halle Berry or Kelly Rowland, a man will be like, she cute. But you looking like Mike Singletary from the Bears, a linebacker, and you harping, take out that garbage. Take out. Let me tell you something. It hits different. It hits different.
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you. So that's why I'm telling you. I'll take the ridicule for that.
Ridicule.
I'll take
come
that.
Ridicule.
I'll take
a
that.
New word.
Okay. But you got to match with what you putting out
the
there.
Attitude.
Okay.
Your belly hanging over your jeans. You tucking your sweaters.
I mean, yeah. I'm like, I have to.
Should have had you a purse to put in front of there.
Mm.
But ain't nobody force feeding
right.
you snacks.
First of
you
all,
are,
my belly ain't hanging out, so I'm just telling you,
well,
showing you
I'm
a demonstration.
I'm talking about some rooster-built heifers that be in my... clucking in my comments. Built like a question mark.
Look, Pastor Leviticus, while I agree with every single thing you said, and you said real. It so comically, right? It. But somebody got to tell you about your hair. So you busy talking about everybody's personality, their attitude, their looks. But I need you to do something with that head, though. That hair, that's not what's up, though, Pastor. So get that together first.
Yeah, you talking about not matching. Yeah. That texture don't match that beard.
That's it.
Okay, it's too many opinionations going on. Right. That's my new word.
Come on, Jen.
Opinionations going on within yourself.
Right.
You coming after us about our bellies and cluck, 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 cluck. You need to cluck that. Beat that
bang, whatever situation you got going on up here.
What product are you using?
Yes, correct that first, then try to correct us
with
our bellies and our face.
Is correct that tie especially. He had on. All crooked and stuff.
He's fine and he look good.
Man, evidently he don't have a woman to check his attire. Mm. First of all, the jacket was too big. Nothing was tailored.
Now, y'all know Jen going to be after that man at the church. If Jen was going to that man's church, Jen will be after that man.
As soon as he get rid of that bang and straighten up that tie, I'll probably give him some. But other than that, Pastor Leviticus, P.L. Hey, what's up, P.L.?
What's up, P.L.?
I'm like, bruh, how you gonna, I can't be the first lady.
First lady
with them bangs on you.
Right. That's okay. What I say. That's the first thing I saw.
I'm gonna be
bangs
like this.
Be gone.
Look, babe.
Hey, what did
you have got to fix this hair.
Right.
You know, this
immediately.
That's comical to me.
It is.
What's the word? Ooh. He say ridiculous.
I forgot it all that quick. Ridiculous. Something we're dealing with ridiculous. That's the base
funny.
Word ridiculous. Okay. All right. Jen, what say you on? Oh, my God, honey. That was funny. We need a whole segment with just Pastor Leviticus.
Yeah,
you know.
We need some more reels for
real. Yeah, because that was.
I got to get some more advice.
Yeah, exactly.
On how to carry myself.
Right.
Okay.
As a woman. A man telling a woman how to act.
Do I look like Morgan Freeman?
Where that's girl?
Because my attitude be on fleek. So, I think I match my ass.
Not you second guessing yourself. Like, wait, do I look like Morgan Freeman?
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
All right, y'all, V. Let's keep going with the oh my God. The good Lord said, come as you are, but not like this. Okay. Let's see what IG user Phi Moon Note Breedy posted.
Y'all, and he's him.
Why not some Hewitt?
Ew.
People do that,
really?
Though. I seen a lady do that kind of stuff before.
Really?
And it be them chairs that they not separated.
Right.
They like real close together, mm-hmm. and sometimes they chain together.
That's right. I know exactly.
I mean, yes. She is comfortable,
got
huh?
them claws out like
well, look,
that.
Service is long.
I get it, but have them claws ready. Have them done. That's the thing. Service can go long. I get it. Trust me. I go to one of them churches where they run over long. Have your claws on
girl,
ready.
She said, I'm about to put my feet up on this chair.
And they crusty looking. They crusty.
So is that
that's a man feet, ain't it?
But wait a minute. It's a man's feet that's on the chair?
Yeah, that's a man's feet. But still, even as a man, still had them things lotioned down. They need to be moisturized.
Men not about to do that.
You don't have them claws, them hooves.
I know.
All that.
I could put on my five hands how many fingers.
See,
of men I know get their feet to get pedicured.
Yeah, have your feet well groomed. Even if you don't get a pedicure,
said,
just still take care of your
he
feet.
Said, y'all about to get these feet.
Put some Diddy oil on them, you know, to moisturize them, you know.
Not the Diddy oil.
Yes, try. Them claws out. All right, y'all. More of oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Relax.
Why is Pastor at the strip club?
Because
he's
human.
Because he's a man.
Human.
He's a man first.
Okay.
I just use it as Cedric Maddox artist. Let's see what you post.
Get ready to expose this fool. This fool stuff. I'm finna expose you right now. This one of your spiritual daughters. This one of your spiritual daughters. This your spiritual daughters. This your spiritual daughter. Is that your spiritual daughter? Is that your again? You up here pastoring everywhere? You got these women out here. You got these. I ain't leaving nothing alone. You on blast? I'm putting you on the internet.
Yep.
Like the pastor.
Candy
put
camera.
On blast. Right.
Candy camera.
Wow.
I wish I see my pastor out at the club.
But
I'd
hey,
be like, oh,
hey.
What are you doing?
He wasn't in the strip club. So, hey, he was outside of it.
He
technically.
He came from outside. He came outside to get him some. Holler at that woman because he couldn't be inside.
Because she was fine, honey. Baby,
I
she had
see
the hips
woman.
And the ass and everything. She was fine. She,
like they say, preacher's daughters, they the worst.
Yeah.
You know, pastors. We didn't see so many pastors mm-hmm. doing some dirty stuff.
Yep. I'm like, hey, they are men first, honey.
Yeah. I'm just, well, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess if you like it, I love it.
Exactly. All hey, right, y'all. Woo! That was a great, oh my God.
Preaching by day and tipping by night.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, y'all. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more for you. Y'all keep it locked. Gee, what we got for the people next?
What bro training for?
Here we go, y'all. What is bro training for? Here we go.
Y'all came back. I see y'all back.
They better, Gene. Y'all better. Y'all came back.
So, I mean, we must be doing something right on these chairs, okay? And in this studio. Nothing like a good social media scroll, all right? Let's keep it going, y'all.
Yes.
This is the last part of our show. What we have for him, V? What is bro training for? For real, though.
I love these so much.
Yeah, it's funny.
They're so comical. Because
you never know what you're going to get.
That's right.
When you see men. Okay, I'm going to kick us off,
nerds.
Y'all.
Take heads.
Someone do a wellness check on Unc.
Uh-oh.
Okay, please, somebody. IG user TacoGoodwin32 posted. Nice!
Woo!
Is that a special cap or something? Bro. Yeah, it's gotta be a special padded steel cap or something. Oh, wait a minute, maybe not. Yeah. Right? Your brain is probably
always,
so tired of you.
As pain of a defeat.
But what is the purpose over there, brother? Pain over defeat. What is the purpose of all this defeat,
if
you will?
Yeah, that looks like a straight old wave cap to me. Yeah. I was like, that looks like a regular wave cap. Looking like a regular, and then he ain't even had it on that. That's a Scully.
That's why I was like, okay, maybe it's in the cap. Maybe it's made of steel, right?
Where is he finding the object?
I just, yes, like I don't understand. I'm just so confused by this. And then when they showed that other clip, he was bald. He was bad.
And I guarantee you, he got a woman.
Okay. And like, she probably said, you bet I got a strong man, honey.
About, why you got a headache all day, every day? Because you out in the woods doing these shenanigans.
Now, he'll win a head bun contest, if that even existed, like the head bun contest. He'll win that. Other than that, what is bro training for? I don't get the point of that, Jen. I don't get it.
He the real head crack.
Right. Ah,
shout out to you, head crack.
That was good, Jen. I like that. That was
you
good.
You the only head crack out there, though.
Yes, the original.
This man ain't got nothing on you.
I love that. All right, y'all. More of what is bro training for? General Excess is back with another impressive show of strength. All righty. I should use it at general_excess. Let me see your strength. How strong you are. Not strong, but strong. Oh, that's the guy, Jim, from the...
Come on, push it. Come on. Push
that was in the boxing ring.
Yes.
Come
that
on,
was tired.
Come on.
Right.
Move it. Move it. Come on. I told you people my strength is too much. Can you see? Move it, man. Come on, go. Go. My strength is too much. It's too much.
Wow.
Okay.
I want to see the end. Like, I want to see it. I got to... Part two.
Uh-huh.
I got to see what really happened.
Right. Because the car was already pressed up against you.
You want me to press the gas more?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But what is the point of all of this? All of this bodily harm and damage to yourself. Your body is supposed to be your temple.
Flexing.
What are you proving to who, though?
Trying to flex.
That's it. Who are you proving yourself to?
No, not me.
Exactly. Because I'm like, that's a turnoff because it's giving weird.
He probably got like over 2K million views or something like that, too.
And that's what he wants. He wants that IG
He has an
attention.
Obsession with tires.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because look how they zoomed in on the tire.
Yeah.
With him.
Okay, talk. Can you replay that again?
It's like, what is the point?
Come on, come on. I'm not scared. Come. Move it. Come on, push it. Come on. Push it. Come on, move it. Come on.
I don't even think they pressing on the gas that much. They just look like they got him in between there just real tight.
Right. That and the tree, you know.
Yeah. Oh, the wheels are like going really spinning. So it's like really they got the car propped up.
Yeah.
And pressing on the gas.
It's not really impacting him that much. See? Right, exactly. Well, come on,
Now we done did some undercover work.
See, we ain't no fools over here.
We done did some undercover work.
We see what you're doing. We see.
This all for play.
Okay.
This all for play.
All right, guys. Don't forget to, speaking of play, don't forget to hit that play button on our YouTube page. Okay. Mm-hmm. And catch up on all the scrolling videos. And don't forget to watch us on our social media. We have some fun skits, shenanigans, all the things, our baby of the nights, all of that on our social media.
We just have a lot of fun.
That's it. At Jen and V on TV. Give us a follow, all right? But we got to go. That's the end of the show.
And we love y'all. Oh, I want to say we love y'all. Have a good night.
Jen and V.